Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Very happy to continue our weekly feature on the program entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning we spotlight Hartford Heritage Project and place-based education with the Connecticut Humanities Council. Joining us is Dr. Jeffrey Partridge, Chair of the Humanities Department at Capital Community College in Hartford, Connecticut. Dr. Partridge, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on the show.
Good morning. So this is a very interesting project. Give us a sense of how this all ultimately came to be of putting a spotlight on place-based education.
Well, it started with our move downtown. The college used to be located kind of on the outskirts of Hartford and moved to a historic building, the G. Fox Department Store in downtown Hartford. And it took a number of years, but the Humanities Department realized that with this great location downtown right next to world-class theaters and the Wadsworth Athenaeum Art Museum and just, you know, the government and everything around us, we weren't yet taking advantage of our location. So we had a little department retreat, and we talked about how we could improve that and make use of the place where we live. And we wrote a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities and got the grant. We got a $100,000 grant to train 14 faculty on, we did a series of 17 full-day seminars at the Mark Twain House and the Harry Beecher Stowe Center and the Hartford History Center and the Old State House and all kinds of places around us, so that we could educate ourselves on the history of Hartford and the great cultural assets that we have and start thinking about how we're going to build that into our curriculum.
It's fascinating to me because it seems, and excuse the term, but it seems like a no-brainer in the sense of you have all of this wonderful history around you, so you use it to teach people history. And yet sometimes we don't see the forest through the trees, and we have to be reminded of what's literally in our backyard.
That's true, and I think there are a couple of factors there. One is educators are very concerned about the content of their courses, and when you take time to take your students on a field trip or even walk down the street to the art museum, it can be seen as taking away from important content that you're trying to teach. So what we try to do in our training is to help help the faculty kind of loosen up on their ideas of that and see the value of really connecting students with the place where they live. And the excitement that they get from learning when they go out and see something. I used to, when I taught literature courses, I used to connect literature to art, but I did it by showing slides. And now we walk down the street to the Wadsworth Athenaeum. We're fortunate to have a world-class art museum right down the street. But we do that, you know, in person, looking at the paintings, talking about them, working with a docent. It's completely enriching. So it's an exciting thing, and it does seem like a no-brainer.
Yeah, and yet it's, you know, I grew up, as I'm sure you did, where field trips were very big, and whether it be through grade school and even in high school, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and we were constantly going to all of these places around us, and it was something that I remember in much of my knowledge and what I know about history comes from many of those trips and excursions, and obviously it's one of those things. It's why you have to write a grant now, right? It's the money, and because field trips aren't what they used to be, they're expensive and they're often the first thing to go.
Right, that's true. But I think the biggest factor was getting a grant to really educate faculty and to excite faculty about this vision. Another other factor I was thinking of is that we tend to think, especially when this is a humanities-driven a project. But the message I'm trying to get out there now is that it's not just about the humanities. We have there are lots of connections you can make. I teach an immigration course, and I take my students to the Hispanic Health Council. I take them to the Catholic Charities Refugee and Immigration Center, and sociology courses can do that kind of thing. One thing that's really exciting right now, it's just developing, is our nursing program. We have a very large nursing program. And last May, I put together a workshop together with the Wadsworth Athenaeum for faculty, and a nursing faculty member went to the workshop and was so inspired by it that he got together with others, and they piloted it in the fall. They used their clinical class and brought them to the Wadsworth Athenaeum, and it was such a great experience for them, teaching the students how to look and to observe in a painting, and then drawing correlations from that to the sort of observations that a nurse has to make in at the bedside. That this coming semester, I just got this email today, in fact, sharing their plan. Every single clinical group is going to take part in this program. It's called Looking is Not Seeing.
And I love you making that connection to the humanities. And we talk about exciting the faculty, obviously the importance for the students who are learning. And you make the point about how this also strengthens communities.
That's correct. And I this is something that we have seen happening. If listeners take a look at our website, there are some testimonies there, some video testimonies and some written testimonies of students who have really had their vision of Hartford challenged and completely changed. We start these Hartford Heritage courses or courses that have the place-based content. We usually start them with a survey asking students their impressions of Hartford. Many of them are from Hartford or from, and they're all from the greater Hartford area. And the things that they write are by and large, in fact, about 95% negative. Just the really negative ideas that people have about Hartford. And by the end of the course, they're talking about, wow, I didn't know there was so much history here. I didn't know that this was such a, that Hartford has so much to offer, that there's so much we can see here, there's so much we can learn. It really builds civic attachment and civic engagement.
So when you think about the program as a whole, where does it go from here? How do we grow it and make it an integral part of a regular curriculum, do you think?
Well, we started this program in 2011, and I think that, in looking at what we've accomplished so far, I'm pretty amazed, how far we've come. But there's a lot more to do within our college itself to continue to train faculty. We continue to hold workshops and so forth to get the word out there, especially helping faculty from other disciplines outside of the humanities to see that this is not just a humanities thing, as the nursing faculty has grasped. And so that's part of the continuing effort that we're doing at our college. But I think also most colleges have other colleges and around them. And I think, and that's true of us, and I think that finding more ways, and we've done some of this, but I think there can be a concerted effort where perhaps you eventually grow an urban or a Hartford a place-based learning center where there's scholarship that takes place and there are learning opportunities between colleges. I think that would be a terrific vision.
When it comes down to it, and what everyone gets out of this is part of a humanities project, and we talk about encouraging civic engagement. A lot of this ultimately is I assume, a hope, and if you will, collateral to this, which is that the college students will ultimately stay here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is all about education, and education that changes lives, education that can change a city. I think this is it has amazing potential. We have the University of Connecticut has announced that they're going to be, or they have plans to move downtown from their West Hartford branch to move it downtown. We have Trinity College, we have University of Hartford, we have really great, you know, educational institutions there, and I think if everyone started doing something like this, where we connected to the place where we live, we would strengthen that community, and you're right, people would stay, they would be less likely to move off.
Well, it's a fascinating project. Dr. Jeffrey Partridge is the chair of the Humanities Department at Capital Community College in Hartford, Connecticut. And you can find out more information about the Hartford Heritage Project on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and find out more about this project. Dr. Jeffrey Partridge, a great pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck in your efforts.
Thank you very much, Joe.
A delight. Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.